the Pelicans are killing this team from Atlanta, and it's fucking awesome.
This team from Atlanta is like the first time you ever saw them?
Well, no, but just a team from Atlanta. So we're beating the Atlanta basketball team by 35 points halfway through the third quarter. I love beating Atlanta like this. I really do.
At least one of our teams is beating.
Hey, week 17, it's coming. Get ready. It's amazing how much difference one player can make with Holiday. I mean, came back, they look so different. And even tonight when Davis went out, they still kept going. The team just seems to have this confidence there's just something different about him now with Holiday just playing, even though he's only playing 25 minutes a game now until they get him back, but they just look so different. And I mean, man, like the two-man game between Holiday and Davis is just, whoo.
Well, aren't we undefeated since Holiday came back?
Yeah, we're 2-0, and now we're up by 33 points against the Hawks right now. And Davis hadn't even played since the first quarter when he banged his knee. Going for a fucking loose ball in the stands. And that's the problem. He needs to stop doing that shit. Stop diving in the, you know, it's one loose ball. I get the hustle and I like it, but fuck. Just chill out. Just let the ball go and save yourself. He banged his knee. At least it was just a bruise. It's nothing super major, but he hadn't been back. And they do play tomorrow at home. I'm going to the game tomorrow night. So with the lead that they have, they just assume, all right, well, if we don't need him, we can keep him out because we're going to need him tomorrow.
Okay.
But, man, the teams, they're looking good tonight. And they are dominant. I mean, Atlanta only has 57 points with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. That's Dennis Allen-type defense right there. There's no special teams to fuck the Pelicans up.
There you go.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a 0. All right, it's one thing when you ask a girl out and she rejects you right out of the gate. At least then you know you don't stand a chance. But if the girl plays hard to get at first and then starts to give you a little hope by giving you her phone number, she flirts with you a little bit before the bar closes, you start to get excited, and then when you go to dial the number a few days later, you get a disconnected number and realize you ain't getting laid until next football season. Yeah, that's the Saints this year. While 10-6 might still be technically possible, I don't know, after last week's game in Carolina, anyone holding out hope for even a winning season is still hanging out at the bar hitting on the nasty skank that's got 14 different kinds of STDs and track marks on the inside of her elbows. If you tuned in last week and got some peace of mind and a mental reset, I'm sorry, because this week we may just be pulling the fire alarm. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show, Jason. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
You mad, bro?
I don't know what I am anymore.
I will go with a 3. Had a couple cocktails earlier. Now I am drinking an old-style beer, the official beer of your world champion Chicago Cubs. Personally, we had some... My dad had one of his patients pull a Smokey and the Bandit and drive it down from Chicago because it can't be shipped here. It's only made up there, and It has to be driven across state lines illegally. So that's so what we did because we're fucking donkeys and we can do whatever the fuck we want.
You're drinking an illegal beer.
I am, and it tastes. Oh, it tastes like a world championship.
So it's not a Saints beer.
If this was 2010.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, it would be. It would be.
This is not 2010. Clearly not. Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
Nah, I'm all right, Jeff. How are you?
At least he's not great. And I think we know why. So let's just get this part of the show in and out of that Skanko game recap.
Well, look, it's the same thing over and over and over, and our calls for getting rid of McMahon, I guess it might not have happened. But that's the game. What the fuck you want to talk about, you know? Man. A game we could have easily won on the road in Carolina, and we don't because of a fuck-up. He took the blame. He said it was too low. And this week, that does sound plausible. If you looked at the block, you know, we had no one pulling our center down and jumping over him, or no one getting through the line. Just a big line, you know, the defensive guy got his hand up and he touched it. But stupid fucking play, you know, with a 10-point swing. And We lose by just enough.
Three. That made field goal makes all the difference in the game.
Yep. Well, that made field goal, and they don't get seven going into the half.
Right. That end of the half. I mean, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's simple.
Turnovers and special teams. Story of the season.
I feel like you remember Jim Perry.
Not even two. You know, usually you can get like two phases of the game out of the three. We seems like for the last several years we could only get one per game. And this year, even when the defense is playing well, the offense and the special teams are not. Offense starts playing well, the defense doesn't, or the special teams doesn't. And the special team. We just can't put a complete game together. Or even right. two-thirds.
We've had two-thirds games, and the special teams killed us. Now this week, you know, the offense. I mean, look, the offense had the two turnovers. That was brutal. But I feel like, remember Jim Carrey in Liar Liar when somebody calls on the phone and he can't tell a lie? He's like, "Stop breaking the law, asshole!" I just want to yell at that at our whole special teams, because that's three games with a blocked kick and. You have to factor in the Atlanta game with the muffed punt that totally turned the momentum of that entire game.
Right. We had stopped them. We went down and scored, and then they had the punt, and we gave them the ball at the 3-yard line. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, asshole. Yeah.
So it's just.
And was it five total kicks that somebody got their hand on?
Yeah. Right. I mean, there were even two that got tipped that he still made it, but they were still tipped.
Mm-hmm. Well, so okay.
And look, I get, Lutz kicks it low. Okay, well.
There's coaching in that.
Coach, right, as special teams coach, you find a way to get him to not kick it so fucking low. I mean,
here's the thing. Is McMahon just, like, phoning it in and just not coaching? Or is he just ineffective? Or, you know, like, which is it? Or is there a third option? But the man ain't doing shit. And maybe he knows he doesn't have to do shit because he knows Sean Payton. Maybe until now, wasn't ever going to do anything about it. And the only reason Sean Payton might be doing something about it is because the fans are screaming.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, I know we're focusing on kicking for the special team, but let's not also forget there's more special team screw ups throughout the year too. Mm-hmm. Again, we recalled the last several weeks with idiots. Grabbing the ball when they're about to go out of bounds and we get at the 40 instead of we get it at the 3, you know, just
and trying to return these kicks in midway through the end zone. Like,
but right, 5 yard line now. But no, right, like Damon said, that happened this week. You know, we finally brought back Marcus Murphy, and he goes, and the kick's going out of bounds at the 1 yard line, and he catches it and goes out of bounds at the one. And instead of getting at the 40, we get at the one. It's a 39 yards.
Right. That's that hidden yard Sean Payton's always talking about.
Yeah, 39 fucking yards.
You know?
I mean, that's just right. Stupidity. Now, look, maybe the player's stupid because he hasn't, you know, obviously Murphy hasn't been playing, but I'm sorry.
But
it's your job as a coach.
That is right.
But not only that, you are a professional. You're a professional athlete. You are paid millions of dollars
Jeff, that's why coaching matters. That's why Bill Belichick is the best, and
Jeff Fisher
keeps going 7-9. It's coaching. All these players are equally talented. The coaches have to get it through their fucking skulls to make the right decisions.
We know that the lack of knowledge by hell, the players and the coaches, again, with the simple fact that every couple of years we have a tie game and someone from the game says, I didn't know we could tie into NFL. I didn't know that. So, yes, coaching is the most important thing nowadays in the era of free agency. I've preached this for 20 years. But let's blame just – if it was just the kicking, you know, field goal and extra points, then we could say maybe it is just Lutz because he's the only one having problems. But so let's go deeper into where our special team ranks 31 out of 32 in kick return average. We've returned one kickoff past the 30-yard line for the entire 2016 season. One. Not two. Not three. One. If you just do nothing, you get it at the 25.
Yeah, and look, and it's been bad since McMahon took over in 08. I mean, we've been in the mid to late 20s. I mean, every year, and we had Reggie for a couple of years, which should have boosted that. And we had Sproles. Still didn't matter. That's the thing. If it was just a 1 or 2 year thing, you know, okay, maybe I can look past it. But this dude has been here for 8 years, and our return game has been crap for. Eight or nine. So since 08, whatever. But our return game has been crap since he took over in 2000.
But again, what frustrates me even more than our return game, but again, how many times this year, and I can't remember if it was Atlanta. I think it was the Atlanta game where our average starting position was between the 10 and the 15 yard line. But we ranked 24th in kickoff coverage. Now, that's the one that burns me when I'm sitting in the dome watching it. And we haven't been better than 23rd since 2007.
Right.
In the last decade, the Saints haven't been able to get in the top half of the NFL coverage unit.
You're saying that for the last decade, we've had some of the worst special teams in the league, and we've done nothing to address it.
Right. Even our defense has been able to get above, you know.
Right. We've had a couple outliers. Look, in 2013, somehow we got the fourth. I don't know that happened.
Right.
But it happened. Special teams has never done that, and it's been the same douchebag running it.
And we do nothing about it until now, right?
Well,
we'll talk about that in
headlines.
Right. But... You mentioned something earlier. Okay, we got our special teams venom out.
Okay. Back to the game.
Anything about Cam Newton
you want to say?
Fuck him?
No, fuck him. He sucks. Dude, our defense did a hell of a fucking job on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he was under 200 yards passing. He didn't run the ball. Their offense was shit. I mean, they had that late fucking play when we got stuck with Robertson guarding their fastest player.
Wasn't their scoring? Their touchdowns were like from the 30. Like their touchdown drives all started from like the third, like our 30, or something. Like they didn't sustain drives.
They didn't do shit.
They got one
defense
first
played
down.
A hell of a fucking
they
game.
They got one first down in the whole fourth quarter.
The defense did their job, man.
Yep.
So where has the offense been? For
turnovers, I mean, Damon. Turnovers.
Right, turnovers. That's it. It's right. The turnovers.
This week we scored 20. Broncos, we scored 23. Okay, we scored 41 against San Francisco, but they are like, you know.
We didn't turn the ball over. Suck.
And they suck.
No, right.
25 against Seattle. But the defense only gave up 20. 21 against the Chiefs. Turnover.
We're giving up 14. That's 14 points the offense would score per. I really believe. I mean, three minimum. But you got to expect that if we turn the ball over two times, that's at least 7 points that we would have scored.
You would.
I mean, that's a 14 point swing.
Right.
We don't turn the ball over, then we're a two-loss team.
Right, and again, we're losing. You know, gained 3 points this week, 2 points last week. You know, 6 points against the Chiefs. All these are under touchdowns. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every
3 points
game,
against the Giants. 1 point against the fucking Raiders.
Every single game has been close. I mean, Atlanta ended up being 10, but remember because of that late pick six, return for 7. That busted that one open at the end.
Right.
It's just it's frustrating. I mean, they're a good enough team to.
It's not frustrating. It's beyond frustrating. It was frustrating. It's depressing now.
The Jason, you're right. The defense is playing well enough. That
the last couple of weeks, the defense is the best part of the team.
Right. I am thrilled with what this defense is doing now.
Oh, but very excited for next year. Let them mature a little bit. You know. Look, I'm still excited for next year. I mean, look, this year's almost over. 6 losses. I mean, you know.
You know what though? But it's not. It's not. I mean, look, I know the Saints have lost all these games, but they've all been close.
This could be one of those years where we sneak into the playoffs with.
I mean, look. No. Every single game, the rest of the way is winnable.
The division. No, we could sneak into the playoffs by winning the division with an 8-8 record.
Well, no.
No.
They have to go. They probably have to. Realistically, they have to win out.
10-6. They have to win out.
Realistically, they have to. Now, look, Atlanta. Could and probably will collapse. So 9-7 maybe could do it.
I mean, look, we have the Rams home.
Tampa twice.
We have the Lions home, which is good because they're dangerous.
Right.
Then the Bucks. Then the Cards.
Now look, the Cardinals aren't good.
Bucks. No, right. Then the Bucks and Atlanta.
Every single game is winnable.
Yeah.
Every single game, the rest of the way out is winnable if we don't turn the ball over and don't fuck up special teams.
That's it.
Right. That's all I'm asking. It's not hard, right?
Fucking Tampa Bay beat fucking the Chiefs in fucking...
Right. They did what we went to go see them do and we couldn't do it. That's frustrating.
Yeah.
Considering they beat us and Tampa fucking beat them. Like,
aren't they the only NFC South team to beat the Chiefs this year?
Well, they still have to play Atlanta in Atlanta.
So far, okay.
But the Chiefs had this long home winning streak. And really, Tampa? Really? Fuck Tampa's
legit.
No, they're not.
They're more. Their cornerback. We have no room. No right.
We have no room for error.
We have no right to mock Tampa.
Sure, we do. Fuck Tampa.
Well, it's just funny that in 5 days we went from 4-4 to fucking 4-6. I mean,
just like that. But look, that has been
with two winnable games. The Broncos we were beating. That game was fucking over until turnover, and then block kick.
Well, I mean, think about it. The last four times the Saints climbed back to 400, they could never
get
the hump
above,
and go back.
Right?
They would always struggle, and that's the same thing that happened this year.
Yep. So like I said, we beat the Rams, we beat the Lions, we get to 500. We lose to the Bucks. We beat the Cards.
Why are we going to lose to the Bucks?
Because that's just what the fuck we're going to do. Why do we lose to Carolina?
Thursday night games are stupid.
Oh, shut up.
They are. Can't deny that. Thursday night games are stupid.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Bullshit,
how?
They are.
How? How are they stupid?
They're stupid. 3 days
because
of rest.
You don't like it?
Well, no, no.
You don't like it?
No.
So they're stupid? Okay, Jason don't like it. It's stupid. All right, move on.
On top of that, but it's 3 days of rest. It's such a disadvantage for the road team to travel on short rest on a Thursday night. It just is. It's such a disadvantage for a short week to have to go on the road You know, fuck Thursday night games. They're so dumb.
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Well, you just order a large Farva.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Leader is French for give me some fucking cola before I break Moose fucking lip.
All right, relax.
You got good uniforms.
They were pretty nice. I did like them.
All right, I'm done with the game. You guys done with the game?
Well, it's time for us to, you know, remember when we were talking about our great turnover margin? It was in the positive?
For that one game, yeah.
That
came from the 5 turnovers against San Francisco. That's where that came from.
I mean, it just takes 2 weeks and we're back down to even on the year.
Yeah,
just like that.
Yeah. All right, let's move into headlines and talk about what we really are here to talk about.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
And that is the Saints bringing in this no Odea, who this guy is.
Oh, Mr. Odea.
Bringing him in to assist with the special teams, very similar to how we brought in Dennis Allen to assist with the defense. And midway through the year, he was coordinating the whole thing. Is this that, or is Sean Payton just kind of doing something to shut us up?
I don't know. That's his buddy.
Wow. Infotainment.
Who? Didn't they go to high school together? Big man.
Oh, probably. But, I mean, even if it's his buddy, he has to realize, this shit is fucking up our season. You got to get past friendships.
It's fucking up our decade.
All right, let's say you were in a position. Would you fire Jeff?
You wouldn't have to. I would be man enough to step up and say, you know what, Jason? I don't have answers for this. I can't do this.
Hold on. No,
you're both wrong. The correct answer is, you wouldn't hire Jeff in the first
place. Well, I'd hire him on a podcast, but if I'm paying him $600,000 a year and we continue to have editing fuck-ups and connection fuck-ups and whatnot, I'd be like, fuck this, I'll do it myself, Joe Boo. I would have to fire him.
See?
Yeah, well, look.
How would you do it?
Friendships. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
How would you do it?
First, I take you out to a nice dinner.
I play a little
slow jazz. Maybe play an old lifeguard skit to try to get you
warmed up.
Yeah, try to let your guard down a little bit.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, President-elect Donald Trump, you fired.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh, jeez.
All right. So what now?
But my point is, a lot of coaches in the NFL have lost their job because they refuse to let go of a colleague.
Their loyalty to their guys.
Yeah,
yeah, it's loyalty to a fault.
Yeah, I mean, that would happen to Jim Moore in Indianapolis.
Carl Smith killed him here. Right. Carl Smith killed him here. He was loyal to Carl Smith.
But he resigned, though. So. But you are correct. Carl Smith was a problem. Happened to Schottenberg and a couple places.
So what do we know about this Odea? Oh, dear.
I know the picture that they sent out is fucking just a meme waiting to be happened. He's got this, his mouth looks like fucking PC Principal. It's just like, eh.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Maybe he's here to tell Greg McMahon to check his privilege.
Yeah, I mean...
He needs to tell Sean Payton to check his privilege.
Again, I don't know what he's done anywhere else. So it's been spectacular. I mean, I think Sean Payton's bringing him in to just, have a new set of eyes looking at the situation.
Maybe I guess at least it's something, right?
Yeah, no, it's something.
At least it's something.
Well, considering...
It's a hand job instead of, full-blown anal sex, but...
I mean, I guess you figure, like, can it get worse than what it's been? I mean, the fact that special teams has cost us 3, probably 4 games this year.
I'm not going to go with Atlanta. I'll say 3. I'm not going to give them Atlanta.
But if they catch that punt and score...
Yeah, well... Yeah, I'm not gonna give him Atlanta, but
okay.
But three games definitely.
Three games, 100% directly. If that right. shit doesn't happen,
right? If you make an extra point, you beat Denver. If well, you don't get a kick blocked for a fucking touchdown against the Giants, you're more likely beat them. And then, God forbid, you kick a field goal this week and don't let.
Now look, the interesting thing. Effect. Look, there were
seven wins right there. That's.
I mean, look,
you seven and.
But again, I mean, so, you know, but we're not. But we're not 7-3. We're 4-6.
We're not. But look, there were 12 missed extra points this week.
Right, I know. That's incredible.
So even though, I mean, there's some kickers that are perfect from, you know, 30 to 40 yards, but they've missed like two or three extra points. Like this.
Yeah,
extra
but we've been through this. You can't. We know what our story is. We know what our situation is.
Right,
don't
but also
what the rest of the league is doing.
But also it's. But it's interesting, like, this extra point thing has really gotten into the heads of all these kickers.
Good. That's what everybody wanted. We didn't want the extra point to be automatic. It was boring.
And it's clearly not boring anymore.
Right. No, the extra point
amazing
is an exciting play.
Yeah, and it's so exciting that they wrap commercials around both sides of it.
Right.
Or maybe not the commercial after the touchdown, right?
But it is amazing. It's not... that long of much longer of a field goal, but man, it's crazy.
So that brings up something that I want to do. For some reason made me think about this is the referees in that story. The whole everybody's starting to talk about how we need full-time referees. Back up a minute. Remember the strike? Remember when the referees went on strike and wanted more money?
Referees on strike. You South Park fans will know what I'm talking about.
Wanted more money. Have they earned that money since then? As well as... At what point are we going to allow the technology? Like, the NFL has embraced technology in every aspect of the game except for the refereeing of the game. And there's times where...
But not even just the refereeing of the game. You saw it last night in the Texans-Raiders game. They had two bad spots in a row. Like, right. Considering all the technology available, you're just relying on this referee, okay, thinks, okay, here's where I think the ball was.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to put it here, and we're going to bring out sticks and chains.
Well, that's always, because, you know, it's a game of inches. But these idiots are just, I mean, you watch them, especially... more so if you're in the stadium where you can really see, you know, and you wonder about, right, the placement of the ball. In a game of inches, these motherfuckers are moving, you know, taking and giving yards.
Right, they're just putting it down wherever they think, oh, yeah, I think it's here, yeah, I'll just put it, now, I'll pop it down right here.
But I don't know how you improve that.
There's got to be a way where somebody watching can override the guy on the field. And I know they always, that was their whole thing. Like, we don't want the technology to override the guy on the field because it would take away his authority or ruin the integrity of the white hat. Yeah. Okay. But they're fucking up so bad where it's obvious that a camera, somebody up top could correct and say, no, that's not where, or no, that was not a flag, or yes, that way. And they'll know faster than the motherfuckers. How many times do the announcers look at shit? And we all look at it on TV, and we know what the call should be before they finish discussing it.
But the referees are right. 90% of the time.
A lot of the time they are.
But the 10% that they're wrong is the most important 10%.
It does seem that way.
But hold on. I mean, look, it's. I know they make mistakes, but...
I mean, yeah, they're right 90% of the time.
Hold on.
Hold on. Wait. Can I talk? Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. 90%, let me just say that one thing. 90% of the time, the reason it's 90% is because most of the calls are the easy stuff, like a false start or something that's... Yeah, that's... You get all that right. It's the close stuff that only the camera can see.
And even in all professional sports, you can't ever get. Are you ever going to totally get rid of human officiating? Even in basketball and baseball, you can bring in replay to an extent, but it's just not.
College does a nice job with replay; they really do. We don't have this bitching about the college refs like we do the NFL.
Because a lot of college games, they're not as close as NFL games normally are. When you
I don't know.
It's 42-6.
I don't know. 10-0 seems pretty close to me.
Okay, that's rare.
That's,
but right, there's a bunch of college games that are just not even close. Now, there are some college games that are close, and they get scrutinized. But the NFL, the talent is so close just every week. It's just going to be closer being the professional sports league. It's just a lot more difficult.
And I'm not saying that technology could correct everything and give us 100% accuracy, but it clearly there's something that they can do to improve the officiating.
There's got
to
be room. Even again last night at the beginning of the Texans game, Hopkins, he had a similar play to the Denver kick turn. He stepped out of bounds. They called him out of bounds, and the play was dead, even though a lot of people would argue, whoa, no, he looked like he was in bounds.
But he stepped out of bounds.
He did. You're right.
They stepped out of bounds. And the announcers kept saying, he didn't step out of bounds. And they kept stopping the play one step before he stepped out of bounds. Because I was watching, and they said, no bullshit, he stepped out of bounds. You know?
I mean, he definitely stepped out.
Right.
So speaking of that game,
have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
The laser that somebody was
shooting
David Carr's eyes.
Yeah, and then he said that's one of the reasons that he might.
You mean Brock Osweiler?
No, that's what I meant.
No. Oh, was it Osweiler?
It was Osweiler's eyes.
Right, and that's why he played bad. He said
that's the kind of he actually didn't have a terrible game considering some of the other bad games he's had.
Right, but he did.
Yeah, when you have a game in Mexico, I mean, I guess their security isn't as... I mean, you're going to get a laser pointer in. I mean, it's nothing.
Build the wall!
Somebody did tweet, build a wall around the refs and don't let them back into the country.
I was going to say, can we build a wall and not let Goodell back into the United States? Yeah, that's after right.
Damn Mexican. They're drugs, they're rapists, and now they're laser pointers.
Right. It's like the Wild West down there. No laws.
It's the Wild South.
Yeah.
All right, let's move into Look at Him tweets. All right, and I'm going to kind of skip around here because we had a lot between the game and tonight. But here's one quick one on topic from Brandon Guidry saying, when you have two special teams coaches, you really have none.
Oh, good quote. I like that.
Yeah, you know how long we've had none? Since 2008.
Well, wasn't McMahon an original hire with Peyton? Didn't he come here in 2006?
Did Peyton?
No. He was hired in 2008.
Really?
Yeah,
Who did we have before that?
Yeah, who did we fire?
I don't know. Or maybe not who we fired. Maybe he left for a different job. I mean, I don't know who it was.
Oh, yeah, maybe somebody else.
Every article I've read involving special teams said McMahon has been here since 2008.
Special teams coach in 2006 was John Bonamarego. And Greg McMahon was his assistant special team
coach. Oh, so Sean Payton has a towel. This is...
Right.
So right. McMahon, basically, he's just giving McMahon time to go shopping for another job.
Right. John is now the head coach at Central Michigan University.
Uh-huh.
He has moved up from special teams coach to head coach at a university. Greg McMahon moved up from assistant special teams coach to special teams coach.
And now McMahon can go coach at Stephen F. Austin. All right, let's see. Then another tweet we got. Let's see. Whole lot of fire McMahons, of course. I will say this one was kind of funny. Richard Jeremiah, or Saints Fan UK, sent the a meme of Vince McMahon in the ring saying, yelling, "You're fired," and says, "From one McMahon to another."
I like it. That's what should have happened, but alas, not yet. At the end of the season, I can't imagine McMahon still being here after this. I just can't. Now there's so much of an uproar about him.
Greg McMahon was a defensive back at Eastern Illinois in '82 when Sean Payton was the quarterback.
All right, Ty did state after the game, I think once this season ends, we'll look back and say that our season actually ended against Denver. They say they moved on. Nope. And, I mean, we remember how it does seem like a long time ago already, but I do remember that Denver game hurt. I think there might be a little truth to that.
It didn't hurt, but they got over it. Well, again, it didn't help that they had a freaking short week with these stupid Thursday. Thursday games are just stupid.
You talk about Denver. What,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I get it, but you only had, and then you had to go and play on the road on Thursday. You know, like if that was a regular Sunday game against Carolina, maybe it ends up different. Thursday games, the road team is at such a disadvantage.
The week killed us, like the literal week, not the football week. The week.
I mean, because think about it, the Saints dominated the game. You know, offensive wise, yardage, whatever. It was the two turnovers and the block kick. Other than that, I mean, it's kind of par for the course for all these other games. I mean, Kansas City, we dominated, except we had the two turnovers. New York Giants, we dominated. We had the block kick return for 7. That was the Giants' only touchdown.
Yeah, I'm not sure we dominated.
We controlled the game. We controlled the game. That's been the case. You control the game, except either turnovers or special teams blunders cost the game.
As is, of course, the tradition.
They definitely haven't helped. They have put us behind the 8-ball. I guess I'm not sure. We're just ranting here. One of the things that I've noticed, and even a buddy of mine pointed out, Danny, our offensive line, I've noticed it when we were playing Denver and Kansas City when we were at that game. Our line is better at pass blocking than run blocking. Now, I don't know if that's scheme, but I watch, you know, again, against Kansas City, man, I'm sure y'all saw it too. You know, the line is making blocks down the field and creating holes for the running back. And it just doesn't seem like our offensive line is doing that for our running game.
I do agree. There hasn't been a lot of running holes.
Yeah.
We've run okay.
We run okay against teams with terrible run defenses.
Well, but I do agree the pass blocking has been much better. Now, you know, Drew does help the fact that he can move around in the pocket a little bit.
And
but,
that he gets the ball out quick.
Right, but even the fact, I mean, think about it. We were, again, without Armstead this week. We've been out without Armstead for a couple of games, and yet we've been able to slide Pete in there. And, dude, Pete is really coming on. Remember when everybody thought Pete was a bust?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now it looks like he is going to be a rock. I mean, let's, you know, next year when Armstead is fully healthy, you're going to have Armstead, Pete, and Unger. You know, you got the left side and then Unger in the middle. Like, the left side is going to be a fucking wall.
For pass blocking.
But even I think run blocking to the left, I would think.
Yeah, but again, it could be just scheme. Is it zone blocking or man blocking or, you know, but it's somewhere that I think we need to improve. And also, I guess I'm kind of taking.
But it feels like we've always needed to improve there, right?
Well, but right.
Then does suggest that right. It's not as much to do with the players as much as it is.
Right, I'm not sure. And then,
or they draft players whose strength is run blocking, and I mean is pass blocking, right?
Right, sure.
No,
obviously, we're a passing team. I mean, I understand. You know, protecting Drew is the most important thing, no doubt.
Right.
But also, what we're missing, we're missing a dominant tight end.
Yeah, I mean, Fleener's just yeah.
Yeah, he's Wait, not.
What?
I mean,
what he's not. He's not a bust, but he's not worth $7 million.
No, I mean, no.
He's probably worth about maybe $4 million. You know, he's a solid. He's a decent tight end.
He's a good backup tight end.
He's
for
a decent,
how we have used tight ends over the last 6 years. Well, since Peyton's been here.
Yeah.
Shockey.
Well, but we also, a tight end is an
integral part of this
Sean Payton's offense.
You know?
It seems like he should be better. But now with the emergence of Michael Thomas, you know, we actually have this is the best receiving core we've had. Maybe you don't use the tight end quite as much.
Well, Breesher went to Fleet.
He goes to him. Don't say that. Stop it, Jason.
But He goes to him. He doesn't go to him like he used to go to Jimmy or Ben Watson. He doesn't give him targets a game. He might get five targets a game.
Because he ain't getting open.
Well, he did catch that touchdown. Yeah. That was a good catch. But he also did have the
wow, quick, he catches the ball.
He also did have the short conversion where he dropped it, which would have been a first down, which was stupid. Like I said, he's an average tight end. He's definitely not worth the money.
He's not special.
He's not. He's not worth the $7 million they paid him. There's no doubt about that.
He's not special. We are missing special players in play where we've traditionally had special players.
Right, right. And I believe that's one of the reasons, that's hurting this offense.
Well, but again, with the tight end, we use it. But now, like I said,
I'm sorry, Jason, but...
Look, I know, the offense, other than the turnovers, the offense is fine.
Right.
I'm worried about the offense.
I'm not...
Wait a second. 2023... 41.
Because of the turnovers. If we don't have turnovers, we score 30. Seattle and Denver, two of the best defenses in the league. Okay, you're not going to score 35 points against those defenses.
This has more to do that. The points scored is more to do with turnovers right now than it is about special players in special areas. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the offense aside from the fact that apparently they.
We
wash their hands in butter before they come out on the field.
We've had a couple of turnovers. I mean, look, we're not using the tight end as much, but we have better. We have a better group of the top three receivers now than they've ever had.
Well, but Sean, but what do we always hear about Sean Payton? Sean Payton's the best at creating mismatches.
Right, and now we create the mismatches with our receivers. Well, because now the talent is at the receiving position.
So you're now down one receiver. Imagine if we had a fucking Jimmy Graham on this team.
Yeah, but you can't have a special player in every role.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Okay, now you're just getting fucking greedy. Remember when we had a special Jimmy Graham? We didn't have a special receiver. We had good receivers. Now we think Michael Thomas could be a special guy. Oh, but now you want the special tight end again.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
You know, some teams
do
that.
You want your cake and eat it too, Damon?
Some teams do that.
Well,
Okay,
New England has the best tight end in football, Rob Gronkowski. Their receivers are mediocre at best. Seattle has Jimmy Graham. Their receivers, Doug Baldwin's okay. There's no fucking stud.
Well, first of all, that's your opinion. He's okay.
Okay. Who has a top five receiver and a top five tight end? Tell me who.
Name me the top five tight ends. Okay, Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham. Who's after
Greg
that?
Greg Olson.
Yeah. Greg Olson.
Maybe, Travis Kelce for...
Witten? Is he...
Kansas City? No, Witten's too old.
What do you mean he's too old? He can't be
Witten's 35. He's not a top five tight end. He's just not.
I don't know what his stats
are. Fucking Jordan Reed for Washington. He's a top five guy. And none of those teams have a top five receiver.
Edelman and...
Edelman's not top five? He's good, but how good does Tom Brady make him? You always love Tom Brady.
How good does Drew Brees make every wide receiver?
Oh, no, he does. You're right. He does.
Except Kobe Pleaner.
Except Kobe Pleaner. Exactly. Yeah. Ben Watson was fucking done, and Drew Brees got him a God knows what kind of contract.
All right, he does. Yep. All right. The point is, Fleener's not special. But we're stuck with him for the year. I mean, we're stuck with him.
Right.
We're stuck with him for probably a while because if you cut him, we're going to have
tons
of dead money.
That's never stopped. You think we're fucking scared of that?
Well, it stopped us after 1 year. Maybe after 3 years we'll cut him. But
fucking dead.
Right. No, he's...
Get that shit out of here. We ain't worried about no dead money.
So look, you don't involve the tight ends much, but now you have...
This offense. This offense has been fucking using the tight end since 2006.
Because we also didn't have the receivers.
But
that
where
we
are we
had.
Going with this? Because we're
I don't know
debating about
I have
it.
No idea.
What's the point?
My point was that's why this offense isn't performing like we're used to performing.
Okay.
This is like a top five offense in the league. The turnovers. It's the turnovers.
To that point, right. I disagree, Damon. Well, I think there's nothing. It's literally turnovers. The offense is top five. Jason, the things I've read, some statistics, if you want to count them, we're the best offense in the league.
Yeah, right. The offense is fine.
And what, in yards?
Yeah.
And even in scoring, we're probably still averaging, you know, high 20s a game.
No, we're not.
You know? Bullshit. Okay, what are we averaging then?
I mean, I could.
You're looking over the last three games when we played two of the top three defenses in the league. That's what you're looking at. We definitely have to be averaging 26, 27 points a game.
There's nothing wrong with the offense other than ball control.
Right. The turnovers have killed us in the last two games. If they don't turn the ball over, they win both those games and are sitting here at 6-4, and we're happy.
Yep.
That's what's happening.
And special teams.
I'm special.
That's right. All right. Speaking of special, we're going to go into Pick'ems.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pay, and who's gonna make it.
Ew.
Ew. Oh, jeez.
So of the three of us, we have a new leader.
Oh.
First off, I will say we did have a push last week. The Buffalo-Cincinnati game was... Oh, you know what? No, fuck, that's not a push. Buffalo beat Cincinnati by 4, right? Yeah, I fucked that up. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We all lost that game. I'm sorry. Buffalo win. We all lost that game.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, Jeff. I fucked you up big time. God damn it. Yeah, Buffalo, so we all lose that game. So shit. So I went 1-4. Jeff went 2-3. Damon went 3-2.
Excellent.
So, yeah. I'm sorry, Jeff. I know it's going to be... Do you want me to wait and let you correct it?
No,
it's
good.
It's fine.
Okay. So Damon took the lead. Damon, the three of us, Damon is now at 25-27. I'm a game back at 24-28. And Jeff is... Bring it up the rear, 20-32.
Yeah.
Jeff taking it in the end. So how about everybody else?
Nobody else got a win. Well, take that back. Somebody might have picked Buffalo, right?
We got a few people who picked Buffalo. We're good. I'll update and post the record. On Twitter, like I've been doing that way with game down, but Nier is still in the lead, followed by Doug, Saints Fan UK, Wheels, Neil, Emmanuel.
What are the difference between 1-2?
Two games.
Come on, Nier, hold on. We can't let Doug win. Come on, Nier.
Two games.
You got to do this for us.
All right,
moving on to the games. Because we are recording on a Tuesday night, we can't. I know our normal rule is to not do the Thursday games, but there's two really good
Thursday games, and it's
Thanksgiving. We're not. But if we would record it Sunday night and published on Monday night,
If I had wheels, I'd be a bicycle. Okay, come on.
I'm just saying, there's two good games on Thursday. I'm just saying,
I'd be a bicycle if I had wheels.
So this week's games kind of suck. So first game, San Diego at Houston. San Diego coming off a bye. Houston coming off that loss in Mexico City. This game is in Houston, and the Texans are favored by a point.
My God, two terrible teams. I mean, San Diego could be up by 30 and going into the fourth quarter and lose. I mean,
San Diego,
this is a pick 'em. I mean, this is just a, I'm going to flip a coin.
The Chargers are the Saints of the AFC.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to go with San Diego. They play better on the road. Because their stadium is a dump. I know from experience.
I mean, the Texans played, you know, they played good last night.
Yeah, they played. The Raiders had a couple of just huge plays. Right,
yeah.
To score. The Texans really did play well.
Yeah. I mean, they had a seven, at least a 7-point lead.
Multiple times in the game. Right. And then Oakland would just have like this huge. Oakland had a pass to the fullback.
Oh, my God, right.
Like a 60-yard touchdown.
Right. Really?
The game.
San Diego at Houston. Texans favored by a point. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, the Houston worked so hard to get their lead, and then Oakland would just
Right, just come back. Right. I mean, right. drive the ball.
That big play,
good.
Right? The big Amari Cooper touchdown.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Jesus.
Right. I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to take. Would y'all take?
I took San Diego.
He took San Diego.
And Damon?
I haven't chosen. It's a one-point game.
One-point
game. Right. Yeah. I'm going to take Houston.
Oh, by the way, the Pelicans won.
Yeah, one big over the team from Shitlanta. Pels have won 3 in a row since Holiday came back.
That was the problem.
Well, he does make a huge fucking difference. You can just see it.
All right, pick 'em.
I'm going to take. God damn it! I mean, I'll take the Texans. I like them last night.
All right, our next game: Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders. Chiefs losing at home to Tampa somehow at Oakland, coming off that win last night in the Mexico City against the Texans. This game is in Oakland, and the Raiders are favored by 4.
Oof!
It's a big game. Okay. It's a big game in the AFC West.
Who is it?
Kansas City and Oakland. It's a big game in the AFC West right here. Big game.
I'll go Oakland first. Really I'm separate. Gonna take, so. Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City for the spread.
I thought Carolina that Oakland this week.
Nope. Kansas City. Oh, you know what? Shit.
Oh, my God.
Fucking. Jeff, sorry. Why do we let him do this? All right, I told every fucking year you got to watch.
Jason, you're McManning pick-ems now. Come on.
My God.
I'm going to have to take you to
dinner and play some soft jazz, Jason.
The No Window Podcast is now bringing in an assistant to help with the pick-ems. Jeffrey O'Day.
I mean, thank God. What would we have done?
Oh, shit. That would have been funny if you wouldn't have called it. We'd have just run with it. Oh, shit. But you know what? Because I have Oakland in the game
is
later.
Is it Carolina and Oakland?
No, it's later.
He had Oakland twice.
Yeah, I had Oakland twice. Raiders. All right, so I'm sorry.
So I don't even know.
Okay, so it's Kansas City at Denver. Denver coming off a bye. Kansas City coming off a loss at home. Tampa Bay, this game is in Denver, and the Broncos are favored by 3.5.
Kansas City at Denver.
Division right. game.
This is a big game. This is
a huge game for the AFC West. Like I said earlier, it's a huge game for the AFC West.
Except that Carolina's in the NFC South. But
oh shit, not as easy.
So I'll go first.
I'll go first. I'll take the Broncos.
Okay.
I'll take the Broncos. What's the point spread?
3.5. Denver.
Denver wins 20-14.
I'm going to go Kansas City.
Why?
Kansas City coming off a loss.
Denver? At Mile High?
Yeah, I mean, Denver's beatable. Fuck, they should have lost 2 weeks ago to us.
But did they?
They didn't. Because Kansas City special teams is competent. Ours are not.
Mm. Kansas City's defense is pretty good. And their offense is pretty good. But this is the division game. Denver's had a week to plan for this game. And
they are coming off the bye week.
I'm going to take Denver.
Oh, fuck. Jeff, don't take with me.
That's okay. You have a 5-game lead on him. What do you care?
Because I'm going to lose if Jeff takes with me.
Aha. Good, I'm different from both of y'all. All right, our next game. The Arizona Cardinals at the Shitlanta Falcons. Arizona coming off a loss to Minnesota. Shitlanta coming off a bye. This game is in the circus tent. But the Falcons are favored by 4.5.
I got to take the Falcons.
Yep. I'm with Damon. I got to take them. I hate to do it.
Give me the Cards. Saints are winning this division.
All right.
All right, our next game. The big toss-up out in the Old West. The Carolina Panthers at the Oakland Raiders. Carolina coming off that win against us, like we talked about. Oakland coming off that win last night. The game's in Oakland. Oakland favored by 4.
Oakland favored by 4?
Carolina's not that good.
No, they're not. But like you said, there's a lot of parity in the league. I mean, anything above a touchdown, I mean, a field goal is...
Right. That's why it's 4 now and not 3.
I'll just wait till our shitty game.
I kind of feel like I'm going to take Oakland on this one.
I'm also going to take the Oakland Raiders. Especially because Luke Kuechly got concussed and he was taken off on the cart crying.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
He's in the concussion protocol.
I'll take Oakland. Why was he crying?
Because this is like his multiple concussions for him now. Like, when he was crying, I thought that meant, like, torn ACL, torn something.
The same thing. I had a conversation with a guy today about that. Right. I thought he had fucked something up real bad. And then my friend said, no, well, concussion, and he's had so many that this could be career-threatening.
Well, that's it. He fucked up his head real bad.
So you think he was crying because he was goofy?
No, I think he's crying because he realized, holy shit, this is my – it might be his, what, third or fourth? Or fifth concussion.
They may not let him play anymore.
Well, not only that, it gets to a point where you have to think, like, maybe he shouldn't play anymore.
I don't know, but, you know.
I mean, obviously, you're a player of his caliber, you want to keep going, but fuck, if you have five or six concussions, and if that means when you turn 45, you were just, duh.
Well,
I mean, is that what you want?
38, and he's duh. I mean, you know.
Huh?
What's the difference?
Right, but he also doesn't.
You're 38, and you can't even fucking pick a game or a team.
I mean, yeah, but I don't have $50 million.
Yeah, but it's not as life threatening
in a bank already.
But it's not as life threatening.
Right. He may have decent money, they're
making a lot about this concussion. There's a lot of people who play the NFL that doesn't have CTE or.
Well, the other thing is how.
Well, I mean, Troy Aikman got a concussion every other week for Dallas. Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby Aber got a concussion every week for the Saints when he played.
Have you heard him on the radio?
Unfortunately, that's just how Bobby is.
You can't tell.
Because Bobby is drunk.
All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. Piece of shit car. I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
Who did Damon take?
He took Oakland. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, we all took Oakland. There wasn't really a true like shitty game. So I just went with the two crappiest teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, who a lot of people picked to be good.
Oh, they're playing. They weren't. They're playing Cleveland.
At the Buffalo Bills, who Buffalo's actually not. They're not terrible, but this is the shittiest matchup that I could find.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, what's the point spread? I'm taking
Buffalo was favored by 7.
I'm taking the Bills.
Ooh, I'm taking Jacksonville. Bills.
Excellent.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Bills as well. Trust Damon on this one. Jacksonville's just bad. I mean, Jacksonville played Detroit kind of tough this week, but they're still Jacksonville.
All right, that does that for Pick'ems. Don't forget to tweet them before the game. Make sure I like it. If I didn't like it, I didn't see it. Retweet.
Put a pair of boobs next to it. You'll like that.
Yeah, there you go. Let's move into Saints preview. Yeah, we'll do this one quick since we're already 105. And there's really not a whole lot to say about the Saints, what to do to win the game, other than ball security and, you know, marginal improvement on special teams.
This is the matchup against the Los Angeles Rams. When's the last time we played the Los Angeles Rams in the Dome?
I don't know, but I'm hopefully that we'll 95? Play. Hopefully, we'll play the Los Angeles Rams a lot better than we play the St. Louis Rams, because it seems no matter how good or bad we are,
Ooh. Or
they are, the St. Louis Rams always had our number, it felt like.
It's always tough. As long as Flipper Anderson ain't suiting up for the Rams, I think we'll be okay, right?
You know, this is Garrett. This will be Garrett Goff's second start and his first road start.
And he looked terrible last week.
Yes, he did. He, you know, hey, look, I mean, the guy's a rookie. Give him, you know, give him a chance. You know?
I mean, but look, the Rams offense is terrible.
Glad that he's.
Yeah, look, the Rams are bad.
The Rams offense is terrible.
Sean Payton has had 10 days to prepare for this. The real battle here is going to be Drew against the Rams defense.
Yeah, pass rush, yeah. And we'll see. I mean, I don't know what Armstead's status is going to be.
Hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, just sit him. Just sit him. Just let him, you know, let him heal.
Will Ellerby play?
No.
Yeah. No, Ellerby was a monster Thursday night.
Right?
Well, he played Thursday. He ain't going to play this week. That would be two games in a row.
You know what? I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to do it.
Oh, you think Ellerby's back? Was Ellerby the one that looked in the player introductions like I think somebody had tweeted Ellerby looks like a Key and Peele sketch character? You know the player introduction that Key and Peele does, <Yeah. laughs> and he did.
He looked like a man possessed. He when he plays, he makes a big difference.
Yeah,
and it looks like he's healthy. So I expect him to play. We released Laurinaitis.
Yep.
So
yeah,
that didn't work out.
No.
What was it? Was it? I thought he was playing well.
No, he hasn't been playing since.
No, but when he was in before he got
when
hurt.
He was playing. I mean, no, not really.
I don't think he was hurt. I think it was a safe face move for him.
I think. Yeah, and they just. I mean, look, when the Saints kind of benched him, they're like, "Yeah, we took a flyer on him. It just doesn't have it. It didn't work. Too much mileage on him.
Everybody can't be Scott Pegula."
Or even everybody can't be Craig Robertson. I mean, they struck gold with Robertson.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how good he's been. But now, you know, they took a shot. It didn't work out. It wasn't too costly. It's not like they played a ton of money for him. So, just that. It's one of those things that didn't work out.
See, Mickey, but, that's the way you're supposed to deal with things when they don't work out.
Right. You don't pay him Jarvis Bird money.
Right.
But no, look, the Rams offense sucks. Gurley has not done shit this year.
Yeah.
They pound him into the line and he goes nowhere. And the way this defense has been playing, you know, I have confidence the defense should hold him again. The offense just has to not fucking turn the ball over.
And do you know that Jeff Fisher this week became the losingest coach in NFL history?
The second losingest coach.
Is it second? The losing second more games?
Second losing his coach, Tom Landry, but Tom Landry also coached another 100 games. Jeff Fisher caught up pretty quickly.
Right.
I mean, when you coach 400 games, it's easy to rack up a bunch of losses, but Jeff Fisher has caught him.
Is it tied, or he's like...
No. Jeff Fisher's down, but he's not. He's only like a couple of games behind number one.
In losses.
Yeah, in losses. And yet Jeff Fisher continues to keep his job.
Well, look, we talked about this earlier in the season. I think they kept him because of the transition. He did it before, and I think he's gone at the end of the year.
Yeah, they're going to be like, yeah, we feel like we're pretty much transitioned. We're all right.
Yeah, well, he made the move. He played a season, and now, you know.
Well, I do remember at some point it sounded like news came out like he was going to get an extension, but that extension hasn't happened yet. So,
Weren't they were like 1-5-1 at one point, or 3-3-1 or something?
Well, no, that was...
Yeah, they lost their first game, then they went on a...
And was it new?
This year, no, they were maybe 3-1.
Yeah, didn't I say that?
You said 5-1.
Then I said 3-1. Then I said 3-1, I corrected myself. Did you not hear that part?
Then you said Carolina at Oakland. No. That's what you said. Corrected yourself, just like that. Kansas City, Denver, AFC West. Woo-hoo.
All right, score prediction.
It's going to be 20-14.
Who?
The Saints. Saints. Saints score 3 touchdowns and miss an extra point.
I'll go 27-10. Saints score 4 touchdowns but miss an extra point. But I just don't see the Rams scoring more than 10 or 14 points.
They
stink.
23 to
20. Saints miss an extra point and miss a field goal.
Oh.
And Carolina returned it for a touchdown. That's where they get the point.
Carolina?
Carolina does, and somehow the Rams get points.
The Rams.
Well, Carolina is in y'all's heads tonight. They got to you, didn't they?
Well, they did just beat us.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's going to bring us to final thoughts, Jason.
I mentioned it a little earlier, but Drew Holiday back for the Pelicans, and he is making all the difference in the world. They are 3-0 since he's been back. So glad his situation with his wife appears, you know, they appear to be okay, in good shape. She had the surgery. She appears to be fine. And it's early in the season. Let's see what happens. Go Pels.
All right, Damon.
Well, we have an important holiday this week. Thanksgiving is probably yesterday if you're hearing this. so
or today, depends on when I get it out.
So I hope everyone had a very happy Thanksgiving and enjoyed family and food and football and, you know, stop and take a second to be realize what you have to be thankful for in this country. You know?
And like we like to say, Saintsgiving. Have a happy Saintsgiving where the Saints will be giving the Rams a loss. Not on the day, but on Sunday. Anyway, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about this Dome Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadcom.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, turkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.